We had also wanted to have the intermediaries and the incubators in this meeting, and the committee secretary could not locate them, and we would want to thank the acting DG for making contact with the incubators and the intermediaries. After realizing that the committee secretary had not been able to contact the incubators and the intermediaries, we amended our program for today and included only the only NAFCOG and SANACO. However, because intermediaries are here and incubators are here, if time allows us, we would give them an opportunity to speak to us. We had amended our program, which we would be discussing, to actually accommodate them for the 10th of September. That is what we had done when we had realized that the committee secretary had not located them. We also have time constraints. This venue is booked for a meeting of chairpersons of committees, which starts at 12:30. As a result of that, we will then have to finish our meeting before then. We had initially scheduled that we would finish at 1300 hours. Let me take this opportunity to explain the purpose of this meeting, why we are meeting with SANACO and NAFCOG. We are at a stage of developing of a development of the department. So the department is at an initial stage of development, which then means that for the department to carry out its mandate, it also needs to have a clear understanding of the structures that become its constituency. Structures that are representing SMMEs and cooperatives, as well as service providers to SMMEs and cooperatives. The same applies to ourselves. To get a clear understanding of what are these structures and what services are being provided, and what is their observation of the support systems that have been provided to them by the government in the past 20 years, and what changes they would want to see being effected. We are doing that because as Parliament, we have a responsibility. Parliament is a legislative arm of the state. It is the responsibility of Parliament to make laws. And we then, as this portfolio committee, have a responsibility of understanding the laws that are governing SMMEs and cooperatives, as well as programs and policies, so that we are then able to scrutinize those and see whether there is a need to change some, make some amendments, or there is also a need to introduce new policies. The same would apply to programs that are being offered, to say that this program is yielding good results, it needs to be maintained, and this program needs to be improved if we identify a need for doing so. And we want to move fast in doing this, because for this department to have a budget that speaks to the needs on the ground and the programs, the portfolio committee has to go through a process that is called the budget review recommendations report, where the committee itself has to speak to the budget in relation to the programs that would be offered by the department. So that is why we are then meeting with these structures, to have an influence in the budget allocation, as well as to assess the effectiveness of the support systems and the laws that are governing SMMEs and cooperatives. But we also view SMMEs and cooperatives as very, very, very important structures, particularly in this second phase of our transition, where the main focus is on socio-economic development, radical socio-economic transformation. So in our engagement with all the structures, we are going to be very robust. We will be open enough to say, this needs to be improved, we are not satisfied with this, and we are happy with this. And that should not be seen as degrading the work that has been done in the past, but it would be done in line with the quest of building a developmental state and also effecting radical socio-economic transformation, and also ensure that the programs that are provided to SMMEs and cooperatives are enabling cooperatives and SMMEs to participate in the mainstream of the economy, reduce poverty and unemployment, and mainly dependence of poor families on government handouts. That is the broad perspective for our approach. Before we then move, because we are meeting for the first time, we are going to introduce ourselves. We will start with with members of the portfolio committees and the ministry. So I will start and then move this side. I am Nozabelo Ruth Bengu. I'm the chairperson of the portfolio committee. I represent the African National Congress, and I serve in the National Executive Committee of the African National Congress. Thank you. My name is Lindiwe Zulu. I'm the Minister of Small Business Development and Cooperatives. I'm a member of the African National Congress and a member of the National Executive Committee, as well as the National Working Committee of the ANC. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Phumla Ncapayi. I'm the Acting DG for Small Business and Cooperative Development. Thank you.
Morning, Honorable Chair. My name is Mojalefa Mohoto. I'm the Acting Deputy Director General for the new Small Business Development Department.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, everybody. My name is Nomathemba November, a member of this committee and also a member of the ANC, originally from the Northern Cape in Upington. I thank you.
Morning, Chairperson. Thank you. My name is Simpiwe Begwa. I'm a member of this committee, Small Business Development. I'm from KZN. I'm representing ANC. Thank you, Chair.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Chair. My name is Tete Ramokwasi. I am a member of the African National Congress, a provincial executive committee in the Free State. I'm a member of this committee also. Thank you.
Shitlangoma Mabasa, a member as well as a whip of this committee.
Thanks, Chairperson. Morning to the minister and everyone. My name is Sibusiso Mncwabe. I'm a member of the committee. I represent the National Freedom Party. I'm a youth president of the NFP and a member of the National Executive Committee of the NFP. Thank you. I'm from KZN in Durban, Eklemont. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Minister. My name is Chilibari Mrauzi. I'm a member of the committee. I'm representing EFF.
Madam Khaitso, ke Kenneth Meshwe, o tswa ko Gauteng ke leloko la committee and analyzing the bill.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. My name is Toby Chance. I'm the DA spokesperson on small business development from Johannesburg, member of the committee.
Morning, Chair. my name is Hendra Kruger. Also serving on the National Federal Council of the DA, and I'm here to see that business is doing its job in South Africa. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Cornelius Monama. I'm responsible for communication in the Department of Small Business Development.
Morning, Chair. My name is Mongez Memani, representing NAFCOG. I'm the chairperson of NAFCOG in the Western Cape.
Chair, good morning. My name is Steve Skosana. I'm representing NAFCOG. I'm the deputy president of NAFCOG nationally. I'm based in Mpumalanga.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Monga Paladi, representing NAFCOG in the sector of tourism. Thank you.
Morning, Chairperson. My name is Thokozile Mashiyane, the Treasurer of NAFCOG in Mpumalanga and the Deputy President of NAFTO, which is the NAFCOG Transport nationally. I'm representing NAFCOG.
My name is Madodzi Liphosa. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of NAFCOG. Thank you.
Morning, Ms. Chairperson, and to the Minister and the members of community. My name is Neo Mkabela. I'm from Limpopo. I'm the Deputy President of NAFCOG Limpopo and the National Council Member of NAFCOG. Thank you.
Morning, Chairperson. My name is McDonald Moyo. I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group. I'm a monitor.
Morning, Chair. My name is Sukwena Mazanza, also from PMG.
My morning, Chair. My name is Clara Mojaki. I'm the secretary at the structure Sanako for Women. I'm from the Northwest. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Mohammed Pandey. I sit on the board, the provincial board, as well as the national board of Sanako. I'm based in the Western Cape. Thank you.
Molo mhlanga phambili. Igama lami nginguLuyanda. Ifani yami ndingumbele. Ngihlala phe Western Cape. I'm a national treasure of the Sanako youth. My background comes from the cooperatives you establish within Prasa. Thank you.
Morning, Chairperson. Morning, honorable members. Morning, Minister. My name is Thembani Mabandla. I am the advisor to the Minister.
Morning, honorable Minister and the Chair. My name is Chulane. My surname is Maboza. I'm the Secretary General of Sanako. I'm coming from Gauteng. Thank you.
Good morning, Minister. Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Pauline Maketa. I am the National Chairperson of Women in Sanako, and I am based in Gauteng.
Good morning, Minister. Chairperson, my name is Dumisa Bangani. I'm the Vice Chairperson of Sanako in the Western Cape Province.
Good morning, my name is Diteko and my surname is Moreo Zenyi. I'm the general manager of Sanako nationally.
Good morning, Chairperson, Minister, honorable members and all stakeholders and all people in the house. My name is Ndwakulu Lawrence Bare. I'm the president of Sanako. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Minister and everybody. My name is Sipiwo Soga. I am the acting executive for the CEDA Technology Program, which houses incubation in South Africa.
Good morning, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Good morning, the Minister. My name is Nomusi Yvonne Kozongo, Provincial Secretary of Sanako of Western Cape.
Good morning, honorable members and everybody present in the house. The name is Nola Chobotwana. I'm the committee assistant for the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. I come from the west, from the Eastern Cape. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Tori Sile Mkachi. I'm a corner advisor for the Portfolio Committee.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Minister and the members of the Portfolio Committee on SPD and our stakeholders at large. My name is King Gunene, the Committee Secretary for Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we proceed, there is an error that happened last week when I was off sick, which I would want to address. In a situation where the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee is not available to chair a meeting of the Portfolio Committee, the committee then chooses a chairperson, an acting chairperson. And that process is facilitated by the committee secretary. That was omitted last week, and we would want to apologize for that. Honorable Mabasa assumed the chair because the ANC study group had actually made that proposal that day. When that time arises for
electing an acting chairperson for the meeting, the ANC was going to forward Honorable Mabasa's name to chair the meeting. So we would want to apologize for that omission. Thank you very much. Can we then have this Honorable Kruger?
Madam Chair, just a point of order. I see there's no agenda item for minutes of the previous meeting. So, and there was a very important discussion that took place in the previous meeting. And I don't know why there's no minutes, so that we can just rectify the minutes and get the minutes that was discussed in the previous meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Honorable Kruger, you'd understand that after the portfolio committee meeting sits, the committee secretary and the assistant would draft the minutes and submit them to the manager for editing. And if the manager to them has not completed that, we would then not have the minutes. So they have been submitted to the manager for editing. That's why we don't have the minutes. And we would then entertain those issues that needed follow up in the following meeting next week. I will be announcing the changes that are going to be effected in our program, because there are going to be changes when I do my closing remarks. Thank you.
Sorry, Chair. Just to add one point, in terms of the membership of the committee, it seems that there are some differences between the names listed on this piece of paper and the people that actually are in this room, and the markers, the cards. For example, Honourable Obukonki is apparently no longer on the committee and is now on the DTI committee. Is that correct? And Honourable November?
Honourable Charles, I'm still the chair of this committee. And I have said that there are announcements that I'm going to be making at the end of the meeting. Can I be allowed to conduct the meeting?
Of course, I wasn't expecting to withhold that.
Those are the changes that I'm going to be announcing at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
There is one chair of a portfolio committee.
No, that's fine. I was just querying. Thank you.
I have not asked anyone to assist me to chair the meeting.
Sorry,
can we move to item?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
So if there's something wrong in this document, we must just keep quiet.
No.
Is that what you say?
No, there is nothing wrong in this document.
Of course.
You asked a question, and I addressed it, and I said that at the end of the meeting, I am going to be making announcements in terms of the changes.
We were happy about that.
And your honorable member is then asking another issue, which forms part of the changes that I will be announcing at the end of the meeting. Can I be allowed to chair the meeting?
You are very much so allowed to, but I'm sure we are allowed to mention
that.
But something.
You are not allowed to distract the meeting. Can we move to item number 2? Apologies.
Thank you, Chair. Up until I arrived into this venue, I didn't get any apology. The only standing apology is the one that I announced last week for the Deputy Minister of Small Business Development. She indicated in the letter that she won't be able to the meeting of the 20th and the meeting of the 27th. So those are the apologies that I received. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we then have a presentation by Sanaco? Yes. Honorable Mabasa, followed by Honorable Sulu.
And under apologies, Comrade Chair, I will ask to now and again leave and come back, because I have flu, so don't be surprised if I do that, Comrade Chair. Thanks.
Chairperson, I also would leave a bit early because we've got a cabinet committee meeting, economic cluster meeting, which I unfortunately cannot miss. But I did indicate to them I'll be arriving late, that I would start this site. Thank you.
Can we then move to item number 3, a briefing by Structures SWH. A briefing by Structures established by Act to support cooperatives and SMMEs. We are now taking Sanako.
Thank you, Chairperson and the House. Chairperson, when I sit, is it fine or can I stand? Is it fine when I'm sitting or do I have to stand? Okay. thank you, Honorable Minister of the Small Business and then so-called just Cooperative Development, the Chairperson of the Committee and Committee Members, Honorable Members, the DG, Madam Pumla, DDG, Ndate Mujalifa, stakeholders, NAVCOG and other members in the House. I will try and be quick as much as possible in terms of time. Chairperson would allow me that. Briefly, SANACO is the body that represents all cooperatives in the country. It was established in 2008 from the 30th of June to the 5th of July 2008 in Gauteng, Tshwane. It was an initiative taken by the Department then of Trade Industry, which has got a legislative mandate to lead cooperatives. This was after when they engage with each cooperative every day, as well as that there's a body internationally of cooperatives that need to represent the country. Then cooperatives were called from all provinces, and then from those who were playing the role of cooperative development, the likes of Inkasa, DTCC, DITSACO, SAFOPS, SACA, and others. In that conference, a minimum of 3 people were elected to represent each province with the view that they must go and start from bottom up to organize cooperatives from structures and then social and geographical. And subsequently, SANACO was born in 2009 on the 1st of October. I must say that I will just be brief because, and then after I've spoken, I'll then give to the GM to elaborate more on other issues. But just to indicate that we, for now, have participated in a number of development of cooperatives in the country in terms of legislation, in terms of our footprint. That in terms of legislation, we need to comply that each and every year we host an AGM, Annual General Meeting. And since our establishment, we did that. The first conference in 2009 was held in KZN in Durban. And the next one was hosted in Limpopo. The next one was hosted in the DBSA in Gauteng. The next one, 2012, was hosted in Beachwood. And then 2013 in Cape Town and 2014 in Gauteng. So in terms of SANACO was formed, is formed by all provinces as well in terms of the act, the economic sectors, as well as the youth and the women and disabled. But I must say that for now we've only launched the women and the youth. We're in the process of relaunching the disabled. And then for the provinces that have already launched, and then it's Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Gauteng, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Free State, and Northwest. We are left with the KZN and the Northern Cape, which there are steering committees that are facilitating the process. And in due course, those as well will be launched. I must say to the committee members and the chairperson that there is, in terms of the law and in terms of the recommendation of the ILO 192, and then as well as the ICA, which I'm going to detail later, that we each and every first Saturday of July, each first Saturday of July, it is an International Cooperative Day, worldwide. Since SANACO was formed, we observed those. The first one we hosted in Pietermaritzburg, the next one was hosted in Eastern Cape, the other one was hosted in the Northern Cape, the other one was hosted in KZN, then the last one was hosted in Limpopo this year, and we were honored that the Honorable Minister grace our question. SANACO has got a number of relationships with a number of departments and institutions and other organizations. For now, I must say that we do have got a relationship with a Department of COCTA, Department of Trade Industry, you will be transferred to the small business, the DBSA, the Rural Development and Land Reform, and as well as the CETAS, Energy and Water CETA, Service CETA, and others. I must say that since SANACO was established, has made a footprint in the country and abroad. We have attended the interministerial meeting of the cooperatives in Africa. The first one was held in Lesotho, the next one was held in Rwanda, the next one was held in Namibia, and then in Cape Town. And we are hopeful that we'll also attend this term in November in Kenya. I must say that since SANACO was established, there was a need for the cooperatives in the SADC region to interact amongst themselves, to trade and train themselves to develop as a bloc. I must say that the process was established in 2010, subsequently the SADC structure. The SADC structure was established in 2011 in the DBSA, wherein South Africa, through the president of SANACO, Mr. Lawrence Barry, was elected as the president of the SADC, still standing as the president of the SADC. And we are interacting and go to this country and lobby and see the need to interact amongst ourselves as cooperatives in the region. I must say that we are also presently leading the BRICS, as you are aware, honorable members and the chairperson, that when the country holds the chairmanship, then the cooperatives then takes over. I must indicate that we were honored last year that we had, Honorable Mabaso also attended our event last year, which was a big one here in Cape Town of the BRICS, wherein the leadership has handed over to us, and indeed later on this year we'll hand over to the Brazil. And I must say that there was a proposal agreed by the Conference of the BRICS countries that there's a need to establish the secretariat, and South Africa needs to host that in the country. We did that, assisted by the CEDA. And I must indicate, as I'm going to closure, so that I must give to the GM here, that we are also members of the ICA, International Cooperative Alliance. That's the body that was established in 1895 for cooperatives to interact amongst themselves, and then also complying with the principles of cooperatives, that cooperatives comply, they cooperate amongst themselves. That's the principle number six. I must say that since the body was established in 1895, they've never touched in Africa. They've never come to Africa. So by the bond of SANACO, we then hold the whole world to come to Africa last year. We then had the ICA board in June, held here in South Africa, as well as the General Assembly that was held in the country. And then I must say that that was a major event that we did on behalf of Africa when we were only 4 years as established. And then I must say that in terms of the other MOUs that we have, we also have got MOUs with Italian cooperatives, Regia Mundi, with India, and then as well as China. And in this regard, we have been proposed by the Brazil and then Russia as to come on board as well. We are considering that. And then as I want to end over, that we have made a number of impact to the cooperatives themselves, and then we had some number of training in the DBSA, as well as the relationship that we have with the Productivity SA, where we have already trained more than 6,000 individual members of cooperatives, and in which we are this year going to, at least before the end of the year, have trained more than 2,000. as well as the energy and water sector that we are in the first phase that you already trained 175 learners. We are also working with other institutions like Wukara, the universities. I must say that we are a member of an also saving in NEDLEC. And then the president there in NEDLEC is a development chamber convener. And then our secretary general is the principal. And then I must say, I know that the PRASA is coming on board, SASOL is coming on board, and others are coming on board. But our fundamental existence, Honorable Chairperson, Minister, and members, I must stress this. We want to grow cooperatives to be big businesses, to have factories and industrials. We are convinced, of seeing in other world, in other countries, that cooperatives can and is doing that. Eradicate the triple challenges that we have in the country. We are submitting this to the committee, the chairperson and minister, that we are surviving, but we really need support from the department and other institutions, because we think we can add value to play a role on the development of our people. And then with those words, chairperson, minister, and honorable members, allow me to hand over to the GM, but also to say that cooperatives are established as well as economic sector in terms of the law. You would know that there's mining, agriculture, service, market, consumer, burial, and finance. For now, we've also launched the marketing, the burial societies, the housing, as well as agriculture. And that's how we play in this broad. And the SANACO represent all cooperatives in the country. And we said, no, this one, and this one, because even when we're here, we represent all cooperatives. And that was endorsed, Chairperson and the Minister, by the conference that we are from, and when we're celebrating the International Cooperative Day in Limpopo. And with those words, I will say thank you very much, and over to you, GM.
Thank you very much to members of the committee, in particular the chair, for the invitation you've given to us. I want to start with slide number 5 on the package that you have, because I assume that the president has touched on the second slide to the fourth slide, so I would not go to those slides. On the fifth slide, it talks about the policy framework. The fifth slide talks about policy framework. In 2004, the country developed a policy that seeked to provide the basis for support to cooperatives. And that led to the Cooperative Act of 2005, which we are currently registered in terms of that particular cooperative. The Cooperative Act provides for 3 levels of the cooperative structures, which is the primary, secondary, and tertiary. We are registered currently as a tertiary body. However, there has been a process which we have already participated into, which has led to the amendment of the 2005. That process and the current amendment provides for the fourth layer of cooperative structure, which is the apex structure. So previously we were utilizing the word tertiary and apex interchangeably, and now that would be the fourth level. And the provisions in the Act, the current amendment, as well as the cooperative strategy provides for a single apex body in the country, a view that is shared by all cooperatives in the country, which we have agreed to, that for us to maximize the efforts of development of cooperatives, we need to have a single apex. So that's very, very crucial in the development of cooperatives. So those two pieces of legislation guide us as the South African National Apex Cooperative. It is important, though, to indicate that although we are registered as a tertiary body, we have for the past 5 years operated and worked as an apex body in the country. We have participated, as the President has said, in LETLEC, where we participated in making sure that the necessary legislations do benefit cooperatives. The second slide after that one is objectives of SANACO. With the new Amendment Act, there are clear objectives that have been set out for an apex body. Amongst those are the ones that are shared within the current SANACO constitutions. To advance and empower all member cooperatives and their businesses, to engage and lobby all organs of state and private sector and other relevant stakeholders on behalf of cooperatives. I must say we have been able to do this part in the past 5 years. To play any other deemed to be the role of an apex cooperative movement, as a result, we have been interacting with our international counterparts and created relationships that benefit or aims to benefit cooperatives in the country. As an apex, we have participated and became a mouthpiece of the cooperative movement in the country, and this has been seen more so during the period when we were proposing the amendments to the 2005 Act. There was a question that the chairperson of the portfolio committee raised about is there any need to basically amend the current act? We think that we have not been able to implement the current one yet. We think that the basis for the amendment or changes should be based on the experience that we would be able to go through during the next 5 years. To facilitate education and training, we have been interacting very closely with a number of CETAs to ensure that they provide cooperative training that can benefit cooperatives. You would see that we have been able, from our side as SANACO, to influence the skills development strategy, SDS3, to enable cooperatives to benefit from those programs. Strive to establish and maintain an audit fund to assist cooperatives. One of the key areas in the Act is about compliance for cooperatives. And more importantly, there is a regulation that suggests that cooperatives must be able to submit their annual financial statements to the Registrar of Cooperatives. Now, this is not done in a way that it should be done, Minister. In actual fact, we have huge number of cooperatives registered in the country. However, most of them are not complying in terms of this line. So we face the risk of having more cooperatives deregistered. And this can be attributed to the lack of capacity both from the registrar's office and more so also that SANACO is still a young institution. We are hoping to create a relationship between the two institutions. We would want to, our key role is really to defend the definition of cooperative, the identity of cooperative. We have seen throughout the country that there are some individuals who have actually taken advantage of the support to cooperatives by the state, and you will find that there are co-ops that are not necessarily cooperative in nature. And this is the major challenge that we are faced with. The trade union refer to them as the bogus cooperatives. We find those mainly in the textile industry. The Department of Labor has, I think in 2002 years ago, commissioned a study to identify what could be the possible challenges. So there are employers who, instead of complying to the Labor Relations Act, convert their workers into cooperatives and exploit them. So that's one challenge that we are looking at and to find out how we can possibly attend to that particular challenge. I want to go to the next slide. What are the strategic pillars for the support programs for cooperatives? The current Amendment Act provides a number of institutions that are meant to support cooperatives. And from our side, we believe that the following are key strategic areas. There's a need to increase non-financial support services to cooperatives. We have placed this as the first bullet point because in most cases, the last bullet point which is placed there happens to be perceived as the first point of entry. So we think that non-financial support could help boost the development of cooperatives and the sustainability of cooperatives in the country. And this will enable us as cooperatives to contribute significantly to economic development in the country. Secondly, to increase a demand for cooperatives' products and services. At a NETLAC level, we have signed a procurement accord which is not necessarily implemented. We would want and call upon the portfolio committee to help us to ensure that agreements at NETLAC such as the procurement accord are implemented by all stakeholders. We believe that the procurement accord gives an opportunity to cooperatives and SMMEs in particular to run successful business. So that's an area we think that government could also play a critical role in procuring from cooperatives. A number of provinces, Chairperson, have actually committed themselves in procuring from cooperatives. Limpopo has dedicated 10% of its procurement policies to cooperatives. That's a big step for the development of cooperatives by any other province. We would want the rest of other provinces and municipalities to follow in that line. We have, however, advocated for a 30% procurement from cooperatives as the cooperative movement. Third bullet point, to improve sustainability of cooperatives. We believe that programs such as mentoring, incubations, and monitoring, which is consistent, is an important tool to help us develop credible cooperatives in the country that can create employment. And lastly, there's a need to increase the grants as well as loans that are provided to cooperatives. And this should be done in line with the current amended act, which provides different categories for cooperatives. So not all cooperatives would definitely would be qualifying for a grant, but others could be able to qualify for loans that are at better interest rates. Now, Minister and Chair, we would want this portfolio committee to help us to ensure that development finance institutions do provide access to these loans to cooperatives. A lot of them are not doing so. A lot of them find reasons why they can't support cooperatives. So it means that the chances for us to win in this area are very slim if those DFIs are not providing. We're saying this because commercial banks are reluctant, and therefore DFIs could be an instrumental area for cooperative development. our five key activities in the next 5 years remains, that's the next point, remains at the top of our agenda, representation of cooperative interests. This is the role we play more so at the level of NEDLAC and as we interact with different departments. In the next coming 5 years, we would want to continue doing this work. We think that there's still a lot to be done in this area. Compliance, focusing on auditing. We think that there's a need for us to focus on auditing and financial management of cooperatives so that we reduce the rate of dormancy in the country when it comes to cooperatives. So as SANACO, we would be focusing on putting an audit committee and finances to assist emerging cooperatives in dealing with this particular aspect, because it remains even a critical area within the amended act. The education and training, we think that this part is very critical, because without proper technical training and education, we would not be able to have productive cooperatives. So the fast-tracking, Minister and Chair, of the establishment of the Cooperative Academy, in our view, would help us a lot, because most of the consultants that are being used to train cooperatives are not doing the right training for cooperatives. We need to make sure that the training provided to cooperatives is a training that will suit the needs of cooperatives. So the fast-tracking of the establishment of the academy, which the current amended act talked to, is a critical area in this regard. So we would want this portfolio committee to help us and ensure that that aspect is attended to. On consulting services, a number of cooperatives are doing a lot of work and have a potential to create employment opportunities, not only to their members, but also to the communities at large. In this case, SANACO would be focusing on recruiting and ensuring that we provide the necessary cooperative development to co-ops and their employees. A significant number of cooperatives have the potential to employ a huge number of people and contribute to the target that government has. And this is an area that we will be looking at in the next coming 5 years. Our support, we intend to provide regular briefings on new regulations that affect cooperatives development to our members and allow cooperatives to exchange views and ideas on strategic challenges that are facing each sector. At the moment, we have the housing sector that is doing very well. We are currently facilitating a relationship between the housing sector in South Africa and the housing sector in Zimbabwe, because one of the best models that we have realized is in Zimbabwe. The housing cooperatives in Zimbabwe have been doing very well in the past years. In actual fact, government has not even provided houses for many years, but yet cooperatives have been in the center of providing houses. We're having a relationship through the SADC Cooperative Federation to engage on what is the best model that we could explore in this regard. So there are quite a number of engagements we are facilitating between our sectors, amongst them the agricultural sector and the rural development sector. Achievements that we have made, there's been a high increase, an increase in the awareness about the concept of cooperative. And if you look at the next slide compared to this one, you will see that in the next slide, on the first bullet, we're saying there has been an increase in cooperative registration. But this doesn't speak to good results because the advocacy that we have performed together with government has seen a huge number of people registering cooperatives, but still a huge number of cooperatives collapsing because they are not necessarily doing well. So it means that we need to do something to address that particular problem. A comprehensive support policy framework, we think that we have achieved, and we think there is no need for changes in response to the question raised. We have achieved a support policy framework in place that is in line with the ILO recommendation. We think that it is the high time that we then focus on implementing the policies that government has so that we are able to measure the results and see if the legislation is a proper one or not. We hosted international events. As the president has said, I'm not going to get into that. We have established the women and youth cooperative structures. We have provincial structures in 7 provinces out of the 8 out of the 9 provinces. We have facilitated a number of cooperatives to exhibit in our annual International Cooperative Day, and a lot of cooperatives now access training, which is mainly provided through CITAS. The private sector has not come into the space of development. So we think that the portfolio committee could help us also in that particular regard. Lastly, we think that there is unity among cooperatives in the country. And the fact that we are now approaching a period where we'll have a single apex body in the country, we think that we will be able to focus on development rather than many other challenges that we have faced in the past years. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any additional information that the president would want, or SANACO would want to make before we open for questions? Okay. I now open for questions and comments by members. Honorable Chen, followed by Honorable Kruger, Honorable Ramaphosa, NFP, EFF, and ACDC member. That order.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, President and General Manager, for that presentation. A couple of questions. This document, this presentation is interesting and informative, thank you. Very long on words, very short on numbers. Mm. And the question I have is does SANACO have a grip on the quantitative aspects of the cooperatives landscape in South Africa? In other words, how many are members of your organization? What is their turnover? What is the economic impact? What's their profitability? You know, it seems to me that you refer to huge numbers on a number of occasions in your presentation, but what do you mean by a huge number? You know, it's a very vague term. And, you know, what you cannot measure, you cannot manage. And so I would like to ask if you do have these statistics, that you provide them to us, and that if you don't, I'd like to ask what steps are you taking to get them. Then the second question is relating to your own organization, the SANACO. What are your source of funds? How do you sustain yourself as an organization? Do you receive membership subscriptions from your members? If so, what are they? What is your relationship with the DTI in terms of possible source of funds from them or any other government institution? And presumably as an NPO or a registered cooperative, your books are available to scrutinize publicly. So I'd just be interested to know if you do publish published statistics relating to your own financials on an annual basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. Very informative. Just two questions, Madam Chair. Number one, I would just like to know if there's a skill development plan, if they got a skill development plan, number one. And if yes, if they could just give us more information on this plan. And then my second question, Madam Chair, is the question or one of the programs, support programs, is they need more non-financial support. And I'm a bit confused about non-financial support. I would just like to know what, can they please give us more specific on this non-financial support they're looking for? Because if I'm looking at their objectives, I mean, that is the support they give to cooperatives. That's the objective of the organization. So that's why I'm a bit confused, is if they can just give us more specifics on what type of non-financial support they want from the minister, because I think that was your words. It said we need non-financial support from the minister. If they could give us more specifics on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks for the presentation. I think it's quite informative for mostly the people like us who are new in this field. Chair, I just want to find out that which line of co-ops are you targeting as the most preferred or number one in the list of bringing changes? These are the questions that I have looked from the National Development Plan, that if we plan now, we need to have a focus and be specific on where do we want to go, the direction we want to take. So I think we need to take it from there, also under the theme of this radical economical change that we want to bring. The other one is that, do you have any criteria for exit, you know, or graduation? Because as my colleague was saying, there's a huge number of intake and so on. But now the quality or the delivery we want to see at the exit. So do you have a criteria? What is that criteria that will actually assure you that you are moving towards where the government wants to go? The other one is that do you have also a specific target per year? That at least in our plan per year, this is the target that we want to see each and every year, so that. Now the other question maybe you will cover when you answer another question around the value adding to the GDP, because now the talk is around the GDP, trying to fight the GDP. So, and I think the introduction of the department itself talked to that. The department specifically came because of the problems in the GDP upgrading. So do you have that vision? The other one is that what are actually maybe that will also come as part of the document you may provide. What are the modules? Because we are actually public representatives. We work with people. We work with the villages. We work at the townships. Now we'll be interested in getting what modules do you have that we can also assist when we are at our constituencies and so on. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Thanks, Chairperson. Well, let me start by welcoming the presentation, which I think it was clear and good, except a few questions that one would like to ask. Well, I'm covered in other few questions, but I'm still on the issue of the affiliates it was not clearly mentioned if you say you have. So you have a big number of co-ops. It's not mentioned at least to say how many are they, those are affiliates. And still on there, I'm interested in knowing whether, I mean, how is your influence on the rural co-ops? Do you have affiliates from rural areas? How many are they? Because there is a danger to say we have co-ops, co-ops one way, only to find that you're speaking of the urban ones, your township and those ones, but we leave behind the rural ones. And also you spoke about, President, the youth co-ops. I was a little bit confused as to say how different are they from the normal co-ops that you have there. Why would we have a need to separate and say now we have a youth structure and the main structure? Maybe if I can get a clarity there. And lastly, you spoke about the training that you are providing to your members. And my question would be, who provides that that training? Are you having a relationship with certain institutions that provide education or what? Lastly, maybe I should appreciate the network within the space of 4 years that you have made. We spoke about BRICS and other countries, international organization affiliated there. I think to me it's good that you have a vision of what you are doing. Your networking skills or the structure, the networking strategy of the structure, to me it's wonderful, and I think it's taking the country somewhere. On that level, I would appreciate that. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, thank you. Firstly, I would like to appreciate Mr. President and the GM of SANACO for the presentation. So some of the questions, my colleagues has covered them. The question which I want to ask you is about whether you ever maybe consulted the NDP also, because I never heard you talking about the NDP, which is a program of government, which I think whatever you're doing, you must try by all means to align yourself with. And the other thing which I want to maybe to make an input is, why don't maybe you regionalize this SANACO maybe to the municipalities and to the district, to the metros, so that it can reach to the poor? And the other is about your international relation, SADC and internationally, but what about African Union? I never heard you in a presentation talking about the continentally objective to assist the whole continent. The affiliation fees of this cooperative, want to know whether the affiliate or is free of charge. If so, then what are you sustaining, as the honorable member has asked? And the statistic of the cooperative which created jobs, we need to hear those cooperatives. Are they assisting in reducing in terms of jobs? And also the plan, as the other honorable member said, what are you going to achieve in 3 years plan, 5 years, whatever? That's what we want to know. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to thank the presentation. For us who here for the first time, it's very much interesting. But most of the questions have been asked. Mine is just to know, at the beginning, the president, mentioned that there is still, they have not reached all other provinces. I think it's KwaZulu-Natal, Northern Cape, and the other one. Now, what steps are they going to take, and how long will that be? Because it is important that the whole South Africa be covered. The second one, it's also related to that one. It's about the relationship that they talk about, because it is very much important to have that relationship, to strengthen it with all other provinces. The other one is the measures that SANACO put in to make sure that small businesses are just not small businesses for the sake of being given money. What are they doing to monitor or to assess these cooperatives to go on so that they should not collapse at a later stage? I know that finances are the problem and distances are the problem, but what are we having so that they should stand and rather grow than collapsing? If we are saying vukuzenzele, we have to vuka singavuki siphinde siwe sikhase siphinde sithini. Masithi xa sivuka uba sikhase ke sinyuke siphakame sipaleke sihambe sibheke phambili. In terms of, I think it's in which light that SANACO is asking for the help of the committee. Now, one would like to have or to see that within the provinces, I'm sure that there are offices or contact persons that we can contact and, you know, sort of familiarize yourself within your province or the place that you live, so that we could have that sense of relationship as a portfolio member and the other offices of yours that are in your area, so that we can work together. I think we can work that one through if we can have or know where to contact the people in the provinces that are representing SANACO. I thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry, Honorable Nesha. You were supposed to come before Honorable November. Thank you.
No problem. Chairperson, I must join my colleagues in thanking the President GM for the presentation. My first question has to do with one of the strategic pillars for the support programs of cooperatives. And one of them is to increase a demand for cooperatives' products and services. Now, I want to know how that is being done or is going to be done, because when you have other providers on the market, one would expect the market to dictate. So how are your products and your services comparable to others that would really make you think of making demands? And to whom is the demand directed? Secondly, you said that a huge number of cooperatives register, but they later collapse. Now, I want to know at what stage does SANACO intervene or come alongside the new registered cooperatives to ensure that they get training and mentorship to avoid the collapse? At what stage does SANACO come in to assist the newly registered cooperatives? Thank you.
Honorable.
Thank you, Chair. Sibonge, I presentation in SANACO, Chair. But Chair, I was expecting the presentation in SANACO to tell us exactly the success, mhlambe, the failure or the success yama co-ops in areas where mhlambe so was ukulekelela khona. Because if ulalela njengamanje into abayishoyo, there are challenges, but there is no way labesho khona ukuthi in areas like this kube ne success. Mhlambe ke ngathi njenge portfolio committee sikwazi ukuncedisa. That is the challenge. But njengoba kadesho ucomrade uchance ukuthi inumber amagama maningi, but inumber is very few in terms of i-success. Mhlambe mabengasazisa kahle ukuthi this is what you have achieved as ama co-ops, nanku la sicela ukuncediseka khona, but you only listening for ama-challenges that they are facing. Mhlambe ke next time mabeza bazoza ukuthi maphi ama-cooperatives that has been established abe successful, so that not jenge committee will assist Google law. I thank you, Chair.
Thanks. I am also going to add my own questions. But I'm going to start by thanking Isanako for the presentation, but also for taking the initiative of ensuring that there is a structure that exists in South Africa representing cooperatives. We must appreciate that. And then make it our responsibility to capacitate the structure and work with them in identifying gaps for purposes of improving in those gaps. I think that is very, very important for us to understand that it also becomes our responsibility as the portfolio committee and the department to work with the existing structures to identify their strengths and capitalize on them, and also identify their weaknesses and assist them to overcome those weaknesses. It is very, very important. It is also very, very important to facilitate a situation where SANACO would share a common vision with the government of South Africa in terms of the role of cooperatives in the process of building a developmental state and transforming socio-economic conditions of this country. It becomes our responsibility to work with SANACO and facilitate that common perspective. So the approach of the portfolio committee should not necessarily be an approach that says, what are you doing, what are you doing, what are you doing for purposes of finding faults. But it should be an approach that says, tell us more about what you are doing so that we can then help you, work with you to better occupy the space that you already occupy as SANACO. I think that is very, very important. SANACO has talked about the DFIs that are not providing the necessary support to cooperatives, and I want to agree with SANACO on that. We've had a presentation in the Portfolio Committee of the Economic Development where SIFA made a presentation of the funding system provided by SIFA to cooperatives. And in that meeting, I raised a question that says, do we share this common perspective with SIFA that cooperatives can actually assist SMMEs to develop? And therefore, it becomes a big question for me to have a budget for cooperatives that is sitting at 20 million per annum and a budget for SMMEs that is sitting at 300 million per annum. And I want to illustrate what I mean by that. In South Africa, government has put a lot of money for infrastructure development, billions. In the process of building the stadiums for 2010, mainly five companies, big companies, benefited in infrastructure development to an extent that they colluded and robbed the government of South Africa. Along those five big companies, there are small
construction companies that are struggling to get their raw material, building material at a reduced cost. They can also not afford to buy the plant hire equipment, bulk earthwork equipment that is required to develop them. And the only way out to enable those small construction companies to participate in the infrastructure development program that the government has put a lot of money into would be for those SMMEs to organize themselves into a cooperative that is going to buy them the raw material and buy them the plant hire equipment, and they hire the equipment from their own cooperative. That is how a cooperative would develop an SMME. And that is why I agree with SANAGO when they say the DFIs are not funding cooperatives with a better understanding of what a cooperative can do in transforming the economy and developing the SMME. Also, SANAGO is saying that they are getting support from government departments, and I would want them to be specific to tell us which departments and what support is being given. The second aspect is that any business survives on the basis of being well-skilled in business management and having the right technology and sustainable raw material supply, the financial support and good taxation systems, as well as the sustainable markets. Can SANAGO tell us what market opportunities have been identified by SANAGO in government? Because if it is the desire of government to develop cooperatives in this country, then the government should be the first structure to declare itself a sustainable market for cooperatives. But then SANAGO has a responsibility of identifying those market opportunities and say to the government, this is the opportunity that we see for cooperatives and SMMEs. Because SANAGO must understand that you can't separate SMMEs from cooperatives, because a cooperative concept is a way of developing the SMME to graduate. So you can't be talking of a cooperative in isolation to an SMME. The last question that I have is a question that says, is SANAGO positioning itself as a structure that lobbies for policy change and government support, or is SANAGO a cooperative itself? Because there is a difference. A cooperative council becomes a lobby structure. And a cooperative is a structure that provides a service to its members. And there's a difference between those two. In your presentation, you come across as if you are both. And I would want to see that distinction. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson.
I'm tempted to start with your comments and your advice in a way. But let me start by saying SANACO is the apex board that speaks and represents lobby on behalf of all cooperatives in the country. Our space is to advocate and lobby. We speak on behalf of cooperatives. We represent cooperatives in the country. All at all economic sectors, provinces, and then locals at all levels. That's it's our level that we are. We're at the policy level where we influence the policies. We may not, Chairperson, we didn't go into detail in terms of presentation, in terms of the concept that we did in the act that is going to work, not yet work now, where you see that there are cooperative development agency, there's the advisory council, there's the academy, there's tribunal. Those comes from SANACO in terms of influencing the policy to specifically make sure that cooperatives are also supported as well. I think that is that. I think in a way I'll be answering your question that that's our space. It's advocacy. And that lobby and influence the policies. And then, of course, I'll leave to my other colleagues or some other things. But I must say that I think I'm starting with you. You know, when we visit other countries, the GDP of the economy is in the majority of the people through cooperatives. I'll give a little bit in Italy. You know, the things like cleaning, supply of the tissues, supply of the meat into the hospitals, the uniform, either in the police, in the hospitals, either the cleaning. That job is given to the majority of the people through cooperatives. And we're influencing you, Chairperson, the Minister, and the DG that we are here as well, that want this to be functional from here today through the support of individuals. And we need this to discuss as a radical transformation of the economy of our people. And we want to be serious about this matter. We've spoken much about these issues, but nothing's happening in this country. And we want to work together and hands on to make sure this comes to a change. And we want to say, please, look at us as people that will assist you to achieve your goals. SANACO is structured from the world level, from the world. The branches which are local, the local municipalities, the districts or metros and provinces. I must say that, Chairperson, that some of our people in the locals and the wards, there's not all of them functioning to that level. But we are working towards that. We also want to lobby you to say we want cooperative, there's a word that we use in that each ward must have a cooperative development facilitator. Cooperative development facilitator from the local level. And we want to lobby you to do that. So it will assist cooperatives can as the minister goes out, with the department has a legislative mandate to support cooperatives. We have already submitted our business plan to be supported so that we are able to do this job. We'll go into detail about that. And I think, Honorable Madam DG and the DDG, we have already submitted, we'll discuss about that maybe. To be functional from here today. Others I'll leave for my colleagues. Let me come to the other points of the other colleagues so that if it might not have answered, but I want to comment by saying what some of the issues that you raise, honorable members, we're not going to claim that we've got all answers to them. We'll take them, we'll use them to improve our services that we serve our cooperatives. We'll not lie and say things that are not there, so that we are supposed to do that. The question that has been asked earlier, in terms of the turnover of cooperatives, and then how many members, and then how the funding, as well as the relationship, and then where we are. If you want to see our document, we publish our document in our website. And then we are aware.
Mr. Bud, you are appearing in front of legislators. We represent Parliament. And you account to us.
and you also depend on us for your for the development of your organization. Give us straightforward answers. Don't tell us about the website. Tell us whether you have the statistics or not. And if you don't have them today with you, tell us how you will present that information to us.
Thanks, Chairperson. I was just reading the questions. No, thanks for my thanks. We'll
it's
do so.
Very specific. We don't have a luxury of time. You were supposed to have concluded everything with Sanako by 11. So be very straightforward. Honorable so-and-so, ask this question. This is the answer to the question.
Thanks, Chairperson. That will assist us to move quickly. We really take your advice, gladly so. Cooperatives in South of Sanako is affiliated by 500. If one would be a member of Sanako, we are encouraging all cooperatives to contribute money that's called 500. It's once off for now. Whilst after some years, we'll make sure...
That's 500 rand?
Yes, affiliation. It's once off. And then, though as it's same for you to be a member, but we don't only represent that. Because even here, we're not only representing, we're also speaking on behalf of cooperatives. So we'll make sure that all cooperatives will spread the gospel that cooperatives do affiliate. As well as the turnover, we haven't done that. We accept, we haven't checked that. Maybe we don't have other things, we don't have the capacity. We must also say that. Hence, we have sent a document to the Small Business Development for the funding for Sanako to be assisted financially to have such questions that you are raising. So I think it's more important that we are happy so that we can also address those. Thanks very much for that. The funding, we had a relationship with the Department of Trade and Industry that were funding us in the last year until when the contract ended. Now we have transferred to the new department, which we have wrote some proposal of the MOU as well as proposal for funding. So that is clear.
You were funded by how much?
The last time we were given is 3.5 by DTI through CEDA. They supported us by financial. It was 3.5 million supporting to Sanako through CEDA. That's what it happened in the last financial year. If I come to the other question, where I've not answered, please feel free that some of the things that we might not have answered or not have, we'll take them, we'll make sure that it's work on progress and we need to work on that. We'll not claim.
The very first question that was asked by Honorable Chan is on the statistics information with regard to the number of cooperatives that are affiliated to you.
Thanks very much. I might not have exactly, but I'm with my teammate and check if we've got that. If we didn't prepare, we'll submit Honorable Chairperson.
There's a general manager next to you. He should be having that information. That is his job.
Thanks. In terms of skills development...
In response to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Chair, our members are secondary cooperatives. Currently, we have Rural South Africa as a member of Sanako. We have South African Housing Cooperative Association.
Give us the number.
The number is 10.
So you have 10 secondary cooperatives affiliated to Sanako. You may continue.
Thanks, Chairperson. We are working with a Productivity SA. We also want to, Chairperson, raise this clear that we are working very well with the productives in terms of training of cooperatives, that we are also going to rural areas and doing an impact on that. And then we are linking cooperatives, that's the support that we give, the program that we give to cooperatives. We give them training, we link them with the market, we make sure that they are exposed, and also take them to the exhibition. That's the influence what we do to cooperatives. I must say that if I pass that one...
If you say you are
providing them with the training? Which institutions are you working with that provide training to cooperatives?
Energy and Water Sector. We've already trained 175 learners under the program of ESG. Which program that we're working with the Energy Water Sector?
We're doing a learnership on NQF level 1 on basic electrical engineering with Energy and Water Sector for 175 learners in 7 provinces except Western Cape and Gauteng. We are looking forward to have NQF level 2 in all provinces soon.
Thanks, Secretary, for that information. As well as we already said, we have already trained more than 6,000 individual members of cooperatives throughout the country in all provinces, assisted by Productive SA.
Is that training focusing on members of cooperatives?
Yes,
okay.
Only. Yes.
And these people that are trained on NQF level 5 and NQF level 2, what work then do they do after they have been trained?
Chairperson, we have just concluded the phase 1. So after the phase 2, we want to link them with work opportunities, with the municipalities, with the schools, where the schools are electric or need to be done. We think that this work will be done by them. And then some of the municipalities already committed that it will take some of them to the process of getting them more skills in that level. We are targeting, we are working very well. One of our weaknesses, Chairperson, that we also want to expose here is the communication that we are lacking very well because
so
we are doing a lot.
You have the total number of people that have been trained.
I beg your pardon?
You can provide us with that information of the total number of people that have been trained.
Yes. More than 6,000, madam. Thanks. We are happy to do that. Most of our training now is done in rural areas, which we are targeting them to make sure that they've got the skills to run their own cooperatives. In terms of the influence of the structures that because I think I've already raised that we are also at all local, some of the local level, not all of them, we must say, not all of them, but we're working towards that. When we spoke about the issue of the youth, most of the youth comes together in terms of the IT technology. That's where they're interested.
President, can we do this? Can we follow the sequence of questions so that I can see when a question has been responded to? I was writing all the questions when the members were asking them. You have answered part of my questions, and you have also answered part of the questions asked by Honorable Charlie. You are beginning to get into the question asked by Honorable Kruger, but you are now jumping to the next question. Can you respond to the questions that were asked by Honorable Kruger?
Thanks very much for that, because it can have a logic and it can have records of this. Let me say that we have structures that will change with my GM. Let me allow my GM to start first, then I can...
The question that you responded to in terms of training was asked by Honorable Kruger. And the question was, is there a skills development plan? Could SANACO provide us with that?
Yes.
And the answer that we were expecting was that we've identified this market opportunity, and then based on that, we have developed a skills development plan that speaks to the market opportunity. And this is the skills development plan that we have developed, and we are working with these sectors to provide that type of training. And these are the CETAs and these are the training institutions, because CETA doesn't train. CETA provides funding for training.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I agree with you. Let me end at the skills development plan as well as the support program that we offer to the cooperatives at all levels. I was speaking on the plan that we said, we are planning to have a relationship with a number of sitters. We have got two now, which is energy and water sitter. We have got productive SA. We also have got a relationship with service sitter, but not yet functional, to make sure that we extend the plan to train almost all cooperatives in the country. And the support program, I was saying that we train cooperatives at all levels, and members and non-members. And then we already said that we'll give the chairperson the number of cooperatives that have been trained. In terms of the other support, we said we support our cooperative for the influence to be supported by WUSIDA and other government institutions like in the municipalities to expose their cooperatives and the exhibition and learn from others. And then allow me to hand over to the GM others, and I can come in later.
Well, Chair, I will try and be very short. Skills development plan. We have drafted a skills development plan which is going to be subjected to our strategic session on the 1st of October this year. It's a session which we are organizing together with the Department of Rural Development, which will look at mainly that particular area. We will make it available.
So between 2009 and 2014, you have not developed a skills development plan.
Between that period and this period, we have not been able to do that. Precisely because one of the first area we looked at was to do a research on what are the cooperatives that are currently existing and what are their challenges. We have the report.
The training that is provided is not informed by a skills development plan.
The training is informed by the research which we did together with the Department of Trade and Industry.
Research leads to a plan, Baba. Yes. I am trained in community development.
Yes, I'm saying
the research leads to a plan.
A plan leads
to implementation. It cannot be correct that you would do a research and then you would do the training without having a skills development plan. The skills development plan would speak to the skills that are required by the economy of the country. You would then move to provide those skills. It doesn't happen in any other way. And your response is saying to me that you currently do not have a skills development plan. Let us agree on that.
Yes.
Let's move to the next question.
The next question was, what is meant by the non-financial support which cooperatives require? We talk about equipments that a number of cooperatives require. The budget that has been allocated to the cooperative incentive scheme has not been able to support cooperatives to the extent that it should be. In fact, a number of cooperatives that apply for that grant are not getting it. So we still need that, but we need it to be increased to be able to cover most of the cooperatives. So we mean equipments that, because most of the cooperatives that apply to the department, they apply for equipment. They get quotations and request those equipments to be provided to them. We also talk about non-financial support. We still emphasize the need for training for cooperatives. That's the type of support we require. And lastly, the engagement with the private sector in providing the necessary opportunities for cooperatives. In this case, we are currently engaging the mining sector to avail their opportunities to cooperatives within the closest mining communities. The other non-financial support, which is the last, I think we have actually covered it in the presentation, is procurement. We still emphasize that from government side, to support cooperatives, we need as government to procure from cooperatives. Very few government departments and even municipalities are procuring from cooperatives. And that's the type of support that we need And we require that at least to be, if it is possible to be legislated, let it be legislated. Target members, our core target members for support are primary cooperatives. So the members that the president has spoken about in terms of training are members of primary cooperatives, because that's where production takes place and not at the secondary level. So that's our primary core in terms of support. Our target for the next coming 5 years in terms of our membership is that we need to increase at least by a minimum of 20 members between now and the next coming 5 years. But this membership has to be sectorally and economically based. So we are in a program to ensure that the tertiary bodies that are registered in terms of the sectors. Contributions of the co-ops to the GDP. The report recently released, the last report which was released through the Department of Trade and Industry indicated that very few cooperatives contribute to the GDP, and the only ones that are contributing to the GDP is less than a percentage, which are still formally white agricultural owned cooperatives that are contributing. Very few African cooperatives are contributing currently. So there's a huge imbalances in terms of the contribution there, because majority of the co-ops currently are African dominated, but they are not contributing to the GDP. What is the reason for that?
Chair, can I just ask a clarification question? When he's referring to GDP, is he referring to the contribution to the economy?
Yes. That's contribution to the economy.
To the economy. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
What are the reasons for that? The reason for the lack of contribution by African-dominated cooperatives is that if we look at the total number currently, which is about 80,000 cooperatives that are registered with the registrar, 80,000, majority of them have either been registered because our people either have an interest into the business, or the grants that are available spark an interest in registration. Failure to get the support from the state or the grant required, most of the cooperatives collapse. So the ones that are in business, which previously were funded through land bank, are still in operation and are doing very well. And those predominantly are white. So the support mechanism is still an issue in this regard. Rural co-ops, I think there was a question about rural cooperatives, whether we have a structure. We have a structure which is a registered tertiary body focusing on rural areas. We have, if you look at our provinces, the provinces mainly are predominantly rural. So there are only provinces that we currently do not have structures there, which is the Northern Cape and KZN. In the Eastern Cape, we have structures from the province and the district level. In Limpopo, we have structures from the province, district, and locals, although not all locals, local municipalities. And in Gauteng, at the level of the district and regions. So there are differences in various areas where structures exist. In KZN, although we do not have a provincial structure, we do have structures at the level of district municipalities. Youth co-op structures.
Can I ask for clarity?
Yes.
When you talk of structures of cooperatives, mainly primary co-ops and secondary co-ops,
yes,
you talk of a geographical location. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. In what I mean here, I think what the question was referring to was that whether we have SANACO structures at various levels, such as district municipality and local municipalities. So other than the cooperatives, at Ilembe, for instance, we have a structure where cooperatives comes together, but that those primary cooperatives have established a SANACO structure at the level of the district that interacts on their behalf. That's the coordination structure I'm talking about. I'm not talking now your primary, secondary, and tertiary bodies, but I'm talking more operational structures of the organization. You see, Baba, that's why I said in the beginning, you come across as a cooperative council that would do the lobbying on behalf of cooperatives. Whilst at the same time, you come across as a cooperative structure. And there's a difference between the two. A lobby structure is a structure that assists cooperatives, but it is not necessarily a cooperative itself. Then a cooperative is a cooperative that is involved in a particular service that it provides either to the community or to its members. That is the difference. So, when you explain a structure of SANACO, make a distinction between the cooperative and a SANACO structure. Okay. Well, Chair,
like for instance, when I was a deputy mayor of Ogun, there were a number of cooperatives, and there was a structure that was called Ogun Secondary Cooperative. It was established before I came in. With the knowledge of cooperatives, we had to make a distinction between the role that was played by Ogun Secondary Co-op that was positioning itself as a lobby structure and a secondary co-op that is formed of members for purposes of providing members with the service, for purposes of providing primary co-op. As I have mentioned in the past, that primary cooperatives could come together for purposes of buying a raw material, and they form a secondary cooperative to buy the raw material for themselves. They are selling to themselves. A lobby structure, which is a geographical structure, that doesn't take any form of a cooperative, any type of a cooperative. It's a lobby body that brings all cooperatives together for purposes of lobbying for government policies, for access to market, for training. It's not a cooperative.
Madam Chair,
that is the difference.
Madam Chair, the legislation which we have in place by government provides for SANACO to be registered as a tertiary cooperative. As a tertiary cooperative, we are...
Point of order, ma'am. Chair, the president told us only 20 minutes ago they're not a cooperative, but the manager does tell us they are a cooperative. So who must we believe now? They must tell us who they must believe.
Can I clarify this? In my first instance, I said you come across as a lobby body and also as a cooperative. And when I was presenting, in my opening remarks, I said, in terms of the laws that exist, have you identified any law that would need to be amended? And that is precisely for that. I have read that act. And we need to have clarity as to the position and the space that is occupied by SANACO. In terms of the development, we are not saying SANACO does not have to exist, but we are saying we must be clear of the role that is played by SANACO. Is SANACO a cooperative or is SANACO
a structure that represents cooperatives.
Chairperson, SANACO is registered as a cooperative. And then through is doing its services, it has got geographical areas. That's what we've explained, that we agree that for us to service from the bottom up, we'll have those SANACO structures, that lobby at local level, at district, province, until national, that coordinates so that we must have a logic of coordinating. Through that, Chairperson, we agree that cooperatives, for them to do, not to do small business sales, they come together, we have secondary, there can be two or more on many to do their services. We agree. So SANACO as well, for it to be a footprint, we are in some of the local municipalities, in some we are not, but I'm saying in terms of constitution that we must be everywhere in terms of geographical areas. Thank you very much.
So you are structured geographically?
Yes, Chairperson. As well as economically, as well as social in terms of the youth, women and disabled.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. I think the establishment of a SANACO was considered prior to the current amendments of 2013, which clarify and segments all the tiers of cooperatives. And I think the challenge arises because the decision for SANACO was taken prior to that amendment, which then it's the work of the department, which we have to engage with SANACO to ensure that SANACO is structured properly and appropriately in terms of the Act. Because if you go to the Act, there's really a distinction between the apex body as well as the tiers of the cooperatives. So it is the work that will take back and engage with SANACO to ensure that they are structured properly. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Kruger.
Just a follow-up question, Madam Chair. I'm very confused at the moment, but can the gentleman over there just tell us, is there a possibility that the organization can be a competition for other cooperatives? Can they be in a situation where they start being a competition to other cooperatives? That's a question.
Honorable.
Thanks, Chairperson. Well, having noted what the DG has said, to my mind, it says we still need another day with SANACO. We'll have the unfinished business. There's a lot that we must, because at the end of the day, we must assist them, because they are here to seek our advices and support. But we cannot assist and support them where there are many areas that are not clear to us. So I therefore suggest that when they've made the presentation, which to me is good as a starting presentation, but we still need another day. If there's a need for us to visit where they are located or to do what they call it inspection in locals, we can do that. But for today, I doubt that we'll have all what we need. I will therefore, Chair, remind you that we still have another presentation and it's almost 10 to 12. We'll be doing injustice to NAFCOC if we give them 15 minutes or 30 minutes to report. Thanks, Chair.
I also share the same sentiment that it is not possible that we can exhaust all that we would want to in relation to SANACO. And the acting DG has also explained where the problem lies. That SANACO was configured even before the amendment took place. And as a result of that, that's where you then find a confusion.
and it then becomes our responsibility to address the SANACO to be structured and operate in the manner that SANACO has to and play the role that is expected of a structure like SANACO. Can we end it there? President.
Chairperson, we really appreciate that, but we want to put in place that we are the custodian of that act. And then we really appreciate the support and then your expression and then from other members would love that. That shows that you are welcome to visit us in your office. You are also welcome to call us back again. Would love to do so. But maybe my secretary had something to say. Maybe you can give me a chance to end there and give others an opportunity. Thank you.
Bob. The act was passed by this parliament. So unga let him bango here last year. We know about those things. And we are here to rectify all that. Go to Bani custodian, that will come when we workshop on those issues. So unga throw a line. I have closed it on this matter. I've closed on this matter. We need to take enough cock, and we are sorry that we spent so much time on Isanako. We'll find another day to continue on what we left with Sanako. Can we have enough cock?
Thank you, Chairperson, members, and
colleagues. There's tea outside. Honourable members.
To suggest that they quickly swap places with SANACO. So if they can, and then further suggest that if we can have tea while we proceed with the meeting. Thanks, Colin Chair.